are you saying that if a couple is dealing with financial challenges, I mean at the level where somebody's calling and saying the credit cards, we're going to have to turn off the electricity, that kind of thing, as long as the wife knows that she's got the emotional security from her husband, she can weather that stuff, she's okay with that?
Well, actually, believe it or not, what we found, and statistically what we found, is it's not that you'll be okay with it. It's not that you enjoy financial struggles. But honestly, most women would prefer, if they had to, they would prefer to endure them if it meant they could have more closeness with their husband. Now, obviously, there
now,
does
now,
have to be.
Now, wait a second.
Yeah.
You're saying, and this is showing my male species at this point, you're saying that the women would actually choose financial hardship if they had a secure relationship with their husband.
If it meant that they could get that, yes. Now, what that means often in real life is it actually means that you've got a guy who is busting his tail to try to provide financial security for his wife, and he's, as a result, never home, or he travels a lot or whatever. And the woman, in most cases, and our survey bore this out, most women would say, take the job that's more family friendly, even if it meant we have to downsize, even if it meant we had to drive old cars, and even if it meant, you know, some downsizing in our lifestyle. I would far rather have that if I could have more of you.
I'd rather live in an apartment with you and the kids and have you home in the evenings than live in the three-bedroom house out in the suburbs and have you having to work every night.
And never see you. It is so hard for guys to believe that it's true, but statistically, according to our survey, the vast majority of women said, yeah, okay, it's not that I would enjoy enduring financial struggles, but I would choose them if it meant getting more of you.
You guys had some personal experience with this. As the research began to bear it out, you began to realize, okay, we've lived through some of this ourselves, right?
We did. When we first got married, we lived in Manhattan in New York, a rather pricey place, but I lived there first before we got married because I took a job at a large law firm.
You are a graduate of Harvard Law, so here you got a job at a nice Manhattan law firm making decent money, right? But it costs decent money to live in New York.
It does.
So you and your new bride.
Decent money?
Well, I'm trying to be kind here. Costs an arm and a leg. And fortunately, you were getting okay money.
I was getting compensated enough for that.
That's right. And so how did the security issue come up for you?
Well, one of the things as we were scouting different apartments to live in, one place that Shanti said, this looks nice. It's in Manhattan. And it happened to be a nice building and it had a doorman on it. And that was one of the prerequisite for Shanti because as an attorney working at a big law firm in New York, I was going to be working lots and lots of hours.
So it had a doorman.
It did.
I've been by those places.
Well, actually, they're much more frequent in New York than what you would think.
But here you're thinking, if it's got a doorman, then there's an extra level of security. And if I'm gone in the evening, Shanti can relax knowing that the bills are paid and that if there's trouble, there's a doorman who's just a phone call away.
And I've just provided her highest need.
Security. Right. Right?
Absolutely.
That's the way a man thinks.
Absolutely.
Okay.
But it's wrong.
And unfortunately, he was working 80 to 100 hours a week, every week, for years and years. This is how we started our marriage. And so I would never see him. And I would say, you know, honey, don't you care about me? You know, and he's tearing his hair out thinking I'm working so much because I care about you. And because, you know, you wanted to live in this doorman building, which is slightly higher price. And I keep saying, it doesn't matter. You know, let's downsize. Let's move to a different job. Take a different job that'll let us see more of each other. And he just didn't believe that I meant it. That, you know, okay, I know she says that, but.
Jeff, she just said the word years. It took you a while to get this message.
And a few gray hairs.
Yeah.
How long did it take you to understand your wife's need for security?
4 years in New York, and then it's an ongoing process since
well,
then.
I understand that. I mean, that's true for all of us. But
4 years.
Yeah. And the thing I would want a young man to hear, Bob, because I appreciate Jeff's honesty at that point, what man hasn't taken a long time to begin to understand what his wife really wants is not things, not stuff, but she wants a relationship with him. I would say, quite honestly – I spent the better part of a decade beginning to understand in the midst of while raising a family and starting a family together that my wife really wants to be a partner with me. She doesn't want to be an appendage or a place just to go home to. She wants to be a part of my life and experience it with me.
You know, actually, a lot of the women that we talked to, we heard an analogy several times where a woman said, you know what? We started out as partners. You know, it's like we started out as general partners, and somewhere along the way, I became a sole proprietor.
Hmm.
You know, I never see him. And it's so interesting. Really what helped Jeff, I think, understand that this could possibly be true was when a woman in a focus group said, if we're emotionally close and tight and have a great relationship, I can endure any struggles financially. But if we're not close but have a lot of money, all that money really doesn't mean much.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really one of the things that Jeff said helped him start to believe that maybe this could possibly be true.
Shanti, help a man know how to begin to meet this need in his wife, her need for security.
Well, the first thing, as Jeff said earlier, the first thing is probably just actually say, you know, is this true of you, honey? Are you thinking that I'm working too much? Do you think that this is something where I'm not available to you and the kids? And probably I think most guys who are in that position have heard that before and just haven't necessarily believed that she really meant, yeah, we can downsize. And this providing of emotional security, as we said in an earlier broadcast, can be so simple. These little simple things that aren't rocket science that make a woman feel so secure in the relationship that he loves me, he's not going anywhere. I mean, okay, silly example. We were in one focus group with a group of women, and I was telling them that just the day before, Jeff and I had gone out for lunch and just to a sub shop, and as we left, guiding me through the parked cars, he put his hand on the small of my back to guide me through the cars. And every woman in the focus group went, aww. You know, and Jeff and the other guy that was there sort of looked at each other in shock, you know?
And if I can tell you why, and as I put my hand on her back that day before, I was thinking, I hope she doesn't think I'm trying to tell her what to do. Because that's what I would have thought had she done that to me.
And instead, for me as a woman, it conveyed the sense of love and you're mine. And that one thing is such a simple little thing. But doing that stuff day to day really creates a sense of security in a woman. And frankly, some of these other things like just being part of taking part in the life of the household creates a sense of emotional security for a woman. And even honestly, even your efforts to provide even create emotional security. But the thing is, it's really about that your wife sees you making an effort, that you care about that, whereas you guys tend to focus on the amount of money you're bringing in. And that, to a woman, can be cut down a lot sometimes if it means we get more of you.
Hmm. Shanti, I want you to comment on these words and how these words create security in you when they come from Jeff. Protection. How does protection create security in you?
I feel like he's willing to fight off the bear, you know, that it means that he's willing to do what he needs to do to protect me and the family. And that makes me feel very loved and secure.
And what do you need to be protected from?
Actually, one of the most important things, honestly, is the sense that something's coming between us in our relationship, that there's can't be anything that is allowed to breach the relationship and create a crack between us.
Couple more. Problem solving.
You know what? Can I be real honest about it? That's good. But in all honesty, I think a lot of times, and I know we'll talk about this a little bit later, I sort of feel like wanting to solve the problems actually means that he's not actually listening to me.
Hmm.
So in some cases, it doesn't create the sense of security that I think guys think it does.
Okay. This last one's not a word. It's a concept. How does it create security in you when Jeff is thinking about you and helping you develop your gifts and your horizons?
Oh, boy, that's a big one. You know, one of the women in the focus group, we couldn't fit it in the book. We just wanted to keep the book small because it was for guys, you know.
Uh-huh.
It's important. But one of the women in the focus group said, you know what, women, we, especially as they get a little older, maybe they're not as focused on the kids being around all the time, and we want to expand our horizons. We want to – this woman was really interested in learning how to paint, you know, doing art. And she said, I almost feel like in a weird way I need my husband's permission in a way almost to take my focus off of him and the household and fly out into new horizons and new things. Huh. And I need the support and to know that my husband is encouraging of that rather than that he resents that. And for a woman, I think it's really true that it really helps to know that you've got somebody who's sort of totally supportive of you as you pursue new things.